It's Bear With Us. I am Matt. This is Leah. Leah, how are you?
That was a lackluster introduction.
Well, listen, I figure by now they have an idea of how I feel about you.
What does that mean? Lackluster? That's how you feel about me?
No, no, no. There's nothing lackluster about me and you, or you and I.
Oh.
I was just trying to make an intro so that we could get to the business
okay.
of the show.
Got it. Got it.
Let's take a second real quick, though, to thank everybody who has subscribed, who has thrown us the 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts.
Y'all are the best. And those who didn't, you can go f*** yourselves.
Wow, that was really, really aggressive. Really bad way to start this show off because I'm in a good mood.
For once.
And maybe we can give some of that credit to our sponsors, Capo Caña, because this podcast is best enjoyed with a beverage in your hand. Head over to CapoCagna.com right now. Use the code Bear With Us and you get 20% off your order for the entire month of June. So act fast because it's going to go away. They're not going to give you a discount anymore.
Right. You're no more discounts. Not up in here.
Full price from here on out. But yeah, so thank you guys for everybody that's sent us great ratings. And I think to the best of my knowledge, we are now available on all major platforms.
That's huge.
Apple took a couple days to get launched. We just finalized Google Play. So wherever you're listening
Shopify,
to this.
Shopify
is not a podcast platform.
Spotify.
There we go. Freudian slip. We know her brain is not in the gutter. It's on the internet buying things.
Yes.
Now that the business is out of the way, lots to get to, including a couple of your questions we will answer right here on this very episode of Bear With Us. Leah has been keeping a very close eye on the social media interactions.
There's been quite a few really, really good questions.
Right, and also quite a few shady mother sliding up in them DMs, and I am not okay with it. I know who you are.
I did get a DM today asking if I wear a thong or panties.
Isn't a thong a variety of panties?
Yes. I guess they should have said like a thong or like full bum underwear. Also, I hate the word panties.
Yeah,
I
well, you brought up
like,
the conversation.
Panties, like when you really accentuate the T.
Remember when we promised no cringe or gag-worthy elements in this episode?
No gagging? Anywho, I will say that I'm very proud of you. You overcame a huge obstacle last week.
I didn't overcome anything. I just powered through a conversation.
But it's opened the door for us. No, we're not doing butt stuff, unfortunately, but it has opened the door for us to be able to be more open about talking about going to the bathroom, at least for me.
Well, that's great. Now I understand why the door has literally been open every time you've gone
okay,
in the last week.
Okay, that is so not true.
Well, you're weird.
That would be disgusting.
I'm very uncomfortable around you right now.
I don't want to damper the mood because you're in a very good mood.
I am.
I'm loving it.
Some might say it's a rare good mood.
That's not true.
It's not true, but based on what I project to the world
via
my job and social media, etc., I am, as my good friend Tom likes to refer to me, as his little ray of pitch black.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're my little ray of sunshine.
Okay, well, you're the
only
one.
I know you don't want people to think that about you, but you really are.
Right, right. But it took some time to like get through that, right? Obviously, any relationship, you get to learn how your partner's moods work. Some swing more wildly than others. And I'm not.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, because I'm having a conversation with you. I'm not implying that your mood swings wildly. I'm pretty guilty of all this.
Okay.
But I think maybe this is a cool conversation to have as to how we learned to deal with one another.
And are still learning.
Totally.
We all have moods, right? We all go up and down and all over the place.
In this particular time, I mean, between the pandemic and all of the race issues happening all over the country. Like, there's a lot of just negativity and heavy stuff that everybody's dealing with, and rightfully so. I mean, it's important stuff, but sometimes it can just, speaking personally, can just kind of throw me into a funk. I mean,
totally.
It was a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to get out of bed. Like, nothing happened. There was no particular reason. I just felt like the weight of the world, like I was just worn down by negativity. And again, this is not like a woe is me. Oh, poor me. I have to watch all this. It's life. Like, life can get hard.
And I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, like something could happen that's so insignificant. And all of a sudden you're like upset and you're feeling so emotional. It's like, well, the world is in shambles right now. So it's okay to feel that way, regardless about what you're upset about. There's a lot more going on, and there's a lot more that meets the eye than just like the random thing you're upset about. There's so much more happening in the world.
Right. So I'm going to defer to you out of the gate here, because I have been known to have some pretty interesting mood swings. Full disclosure here. I mean, this is something I've been dealing with for quite some time. I had a strong history of concussions and traumatic brain injuries, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the side effects that I'm stuck with, luckily I don't have like crazy headaches or anything, but I tend to wake up in a bad mood, or something little will set me off to where I just don't want to talk to anybody. I mean, I was on depression medication for quite some time, and through a lot of work and meditation and just changing my life circumstances, I don't obviously have to deal with it quite as bad as I did. But that doesn't mean it doesn't rear its ugly head from time to time. So what is it like for you when you and I are in this budding new relationship and you go, oh, wow, this guy's a head case?
I definitely don't think you're a head case at all. But I will say, I mean, it's something that I dealt with you, and I think you were dealing with me too. Like, from the very beginning, we went through some shit in the very beginning stages of our relationship. I know that that's not you. I know that's not who you are. And I know we all go through shit. So it's like, okay, he's in a bad mood or he's going through something. And I just try to do my best, like be there for you, listen to you. And I think, like, obviously at the time, you know, and I know we'll probably get into this more later episodes, but like you were going through a divorce and there's so much happening. So like that in and of itself is a lot. So I was just trying to like be there for you and know like, okay, it's going to get better. And then finally we got through it. You know, we got through, the smoke cleared and things were just great. You know, we're seeing each other all the time and we're together. And that, I think, was the hardest part for me, is when things were good and you were in a bad mood and things, you're like, this sucks and this is shitty. And I wanted to be like, things are really freaking good. Like, maybe you should stop and smell the roses first. And then, like, I have to go and remember, like, okay, A, like, I know that you deal with these mood swings and you have these things that you deal with. And we all have...
You can say issues. I got issues.
We all have issues, you know? And I just have to remember that. I just have to be like, okay, you know, it has nothing to do with me. I think that was the hardest part, learning. And now I know. Now I know how you are. And I know when you're in a bad mood and you're in a mood, I know I can't disagree with you. So it's like when you're
Wait,
in your
are you
mood,
implying that I'm ever wrong? So it's just when I'm in a bad mood that I'm
when
not wrong?
When you're in a mood, I know I have to, yes, babe. Babe, you are great. Babe, you are right. But that's what I have to do in order to help you get through your mood. I just feel like once you're through that and you're past it, I can talk to you straight. I can be like, okay, by the way, when you said this or when you did that, like, no, that's a no from me. And
give me an example.
Like when you're upset about something at work and you're like, this is wrong, this is bad, this sucks, and you know, we all, any job you're in, you're gonna go through that, and I can't disagree with you. I have to be like, you know what, you're right, that does suck, even if I know in my head it doesn't, but for whatever reason it's something that just makes you tick. Because I remember specifically one time we were on a flight to work, and you were upset. I couldn't even tell you what it was you were upset about, but in my mind, I was like, well, that's not even that big of a deal. And I said that to you and you're like, what do you mean it's not even that big of a deal? And I was like, okay, like, and you went off on this whole tangent about how I wasn't your partner. You're like, I need a teammate in life. I need someone who's on my side. And I was thinking, like, first of all, fuck you, because there's no one around that would be a bigger teammate for you than me. And I know I always have your back. But in the moment, I didn't realize like you were in a mood.
Can we just pause for a second? I don't mean to throw you off your story, but the amount of obscenities you have spewed in the last minute and a half is record breaking.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was going to suggest we make a drinking game, but people would die. Our listeners, you know, we're still trying to grow and gain listeners, not wipe them out with alcohol poisoning.
I'm so sorry, but it's just like when I get fired up, drunk or mad, that's when all my and right now I'm just fired up because I'm feeling those emotions.
Okay,
so let me
continue.
Go back. We're on a plane and we're not like making a scene or anything, but it was just like between you and you were saying all these things. And like I said, I was just saying, I don't necessarily agree with you on that. And you might have thought I was like, you're wrong, you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And you were just so offended. And now all of a sudden I'm not your teammate anymore. I don't have your back is what you're saying to me. And I'm like, what is he even saying? He's speaking nonsense. So then I knew in that moment, okay, you know what, Leah? He's upset. He's in a mood. You just have to yes him to death is essentially what I did for the rest of the night. Yes, babe, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I'm not being a good teammate right now. Though in my head, I knew I was. Let me finish. You guys, he's looking at me right now like trying to cut me off. So I did what I had to do the rest of the night. So then like a few days go by, we flew home and I sat you down on the couch and I said, hey, listen, like, I don't think that this is the hill to die in. Like, you should not be this upset over this. Like, what you're saying, like, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, like, there's no need to be this upset over it. And you got it. You understand. You're like, you know what? I was just upset about this, that, whatever, and that set me off when you said this. And that's fine. But, like, that's something I learned with you is I have to just basically guess you to death. And now I'm like, I'm telling you my strategies now, so that kind of sucks.
So now I'm never going to believe myself. You even when you are on my side. I'm just going to be like, oh, she's just guessing me.
But when you're fired up, I have to do that because if I would disagree with you and tell you the truth, which is like, I feel like we have a very honest relationship. I tell you how I feel, even if I think it might hurt your feelings. I'm going to say it in a nice way, but I'm always honest with you and I tell you, listen, like, no, that is not how it is. But I have to do that. And then when you're actually in the right mindset, I can look at you face to face and you get it. And we've had talks before and I'm like, listen, I don't think you should be that upset over this. And you're like, yeah, you're right. And I don't know. That's just how I deal with you because in the moment, that's just what you want to hear. You can't handle me disagreeing with you when you're angry. And don't get me wrong. I will defend you to anybody else, to our friends, to family, to anybody. If I think you're being an idiot and you're talking to somebody and you're saying something completely wrong that I disagree with, I don't care. I'll defend you because you're my partner. You're my teammate. But behind closed doors, I'm going to tell you like it is.
I can get behind that. That makes sense. Just for the sake of discussion and argument on the other side of the coin, you are pretty level-headed, like you said before. You're 75, 85% of the time, you're pretty bubbly.
I think I'm in a good mood most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have your moments.
100%.
And it was a learning experience for me because you went from being always so over the top happy-go-lucky that the first time I saw less than that, I was like, it's on me. What did I do? It's my fault. What have I done? She doesn't like me anymore. She hates me. And then it like becomes paranoia. It goes from like just a disagreement or assuming that there's a problem to like, I personally have a habit of like making a monster out of something that may not even exist.
Sure.
But then I learned for 3 or 4 days every month. And I don't feel that I need to get too graphic as to what days those are. You can be kind of a lot.
Would you say it was a bitch? Would
Sometimes.
You say that? Give me an example.
Off the top of my head, I can't. I think it's probably very much like what you're describing with me. Like, it's not anything that's actually an issue. You're just feeling some sort of way. And it's like, hey, do you want to go do this thing? No, I got to go do that. It's just the way you...
And I know. I know. Like, my family knows. My sister and my parents, they know how I can be. A, when I'm hungry, I get hangry.
Hangry is a real thing. Like, I've never seen it to the level that I see it with you.
If I don't have food, like, every 2 minutes. You know me. The other day he goes, you are literally always eating.
You do. You graze.
All day. But if I'm hungry, forget it. Don't talk to me. And if I'm just like in a mood, like you said, okay, like the few days prior to me getting my period, I don't know if I should say that, but I'm saying
I feel like
wrong.
I covered that but for like, everybody.
Right, but it's a few days prior. Like when I have it,
I just
want to be cuddled.
Isn't that what it is?
No, right, but that's... it's different for me. Like for me when I'm on it, like I just want to be cuddled. I want to be loved. I want you to tell me how pretty I am. I want you to tell me you love me, how perfect I am. But prior to that, just stay away.
Right.
Stay away. Because I'm in a mood. It's just like I don't want to talk to anyone. And like you said, I'm very bubbly most of the time, happy. So then it's like such an extreme, like drastic change.
Right. But the key to getting through that, it took time. But now I know. Let it go. Just like you. Just
let it
you
go.
Yes me.
Let it go. I'm trying to make the situation a little bit lighter.
Well, I mean, it can be. It's not heavy. I was just, you know, we're having a conversation about potentially how to solve this.
Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
And I will tell you what does not solve things.
Deflection.
So if you could refrain from singing.
Okay, I'm done. Say what you have to say. And I know this is a bad habit of mine. I interrupt a lot. I need to work on that. And I'm going to start that
next week.
Now.
Okay. So you yes me to death. I basically ignore you until I feel like there's a better time to approach the situation. Have you ever had any sort of any other ways you've had to deal with a partner that gets in a mood or acts a certain way where you're just like, okay, in this instance, you have to do this?
But sometimes I feel like I don't want to be ignored. I want you to love me.
You literally just ignored the question I asked you and said what you wanted to say anyway. What an amazing example.
Because I don't have any other, you're asking me about other relationships.
I was just asking you in general. Have you ever had someone that you had to deal with? Whether it be a boyfriend, yeah, girlfriend, parent.
I have a litany of stories and examples, but I don't want to get into that. It's like a whole Pandora's box I don't want to open. I will say, it has been a learning curve being with you, because I feel like I never truly want to be mad at you. I never really want to be upset with you, because you're just, to me, you're so perfect. And it's funny, we were chatting with our friends last week about if you could have a hall pass, right? To me, I would even want a hall pass. You're to me, just so perfect. And I just think you're amazing. So to ever be mad at you, it's hard for me. So I just hate when we get into these little tiffs, if you will, about one of us being in a bad mood. But I realize, because I haven't lived with a guy in so long, but I realize, when you're with your partner all the time, you can't be perfect all the time. There's going to be mood swings. There's going to be ups and downs. And I think that to me is the hardest thing about moving in with you, because I just didn't want to believe that there was anything less than perfection. But it's trying to figure out how to navigate the ups and downs. And I was so scared to show you my true self, because I, of course, want you to think I'm this perfect woman and, great partner. And I don't want you to see me in these states of feeling, anxiety or anything less than my bubbly self.
So that was something that I experienced really for the first time about a week ago. And you've spoken about it and you're like, oh, I get really bad anxiety. And I think a lot of people think being nervous for any reason is anxiety. I mean, I guess technically it is.
Yeah.
But not to the level where it's incapacitating, right? Yeah. And I've had it in spurts. That's not like the depression and anxiety kind of go hand in hand, but that was never my fear to go out and do anything to where I felt physically unable because of something that was going on in my mind.
Yeah. So this is something that is really hard for me to talk about, because I feel like I've grown and changed so much over time, but I used to be just so painfully shy. I can't even explain how shy I was. And when I tell people that I used to be shy, no one believes me. But when I was a kid, I couldn't even order my own ice cream at Dairy Queen. I had to have my sister order it for me, because I couldn't even speak up. Or if my grandfather asked me to do something, I'd be like, Brie, I'd tell my sister, you go tell him. Or you so shy. And I know it sounds crazy, and I wish I wasn't like that. And I finally got to a point where I was like, why am I like this? I don't want to be like this anymore. And I just decided I'm not going to be that person anymore. And I just one day snap my fingers and I just try to change. But sometimes the shy Leah comes back, and especially in social settings. And I know it sounds crazy, with the jobs we have and meeting people every day and doing media and all of that, but I get so nervous in social settings. We were going to a friend's house, and this couple friend that we have, we get along with so well, and it's Matt's friend from here in Pittsburgh, and I've taken to really like them, and we get along with them and have so much fun with them. But they were having a cookout. We told them we were going to go to their cookout, so for sure this was a few days prior. And then all of a sudden, okay, now it's Saturday, we have to go to the cookout. And I knew we had to go, and earlier in the day I was in a great mood. Matt and I went shopping, having a good time, and then it got time to go, and all of a sudden it's 15 minutes before we leave, and I'm just not talking to Matt, because I know in my head I'm like, I have such anxiety about going to this house and talking to people that I don't know. Yes, I know our friends, the couple, but I don't know who they're going to have at their house. Are they going to like me? Am I going to have to, try to act a certain way for them to get to like me? And I don't know, tell it from your perspective, because I know how I was feeling, but all of a sudden he got so mad at me.
Well, because you admitted to being a habitual event canceler.
Well, yeah, that's
for sure.
You make
plans and then break them.
Yeah.
And to me, that doesn't fly, ever. If I tell you I'm going to do something or be somewhere, come hell or high water.
If it's something important, I will never cancel on somebody. But if it's something oh, we're going to, maybe we'll stop by your cookout. To me, I'm like, yeah, it sounded like a great idea at the time, but now that the time is here, I don't know if I really want to go. And it has nothing to do with the people there. It's just myself, I'm a homebody. I love to be home. I love to stay at home, do my own thing, be on my own time. That's it. So then all of a sudden now it gets time to go. And Matt's like, are you going to ignore me the rest of the day? Or what are you going to do? Because I don't want to go keep going on like this. And I was like, whoa. Like, and mind you, I'm already like wanting to cry in my head. I wanted to cry because I had such anxiety about going. And now he's yelling at me.
I wasn't yelling at you.
Well, you were speaking very loud
about trying to cancel on plans, like as we were walking out the house.
And I had to explain to him, and like he didn't understand. I said, I don't know these people. I don't. And he's like, well, what do you want to perform for a living? And you do this, that, whatever. But you can't go to a cookout at our friend's house. And to
it's
me,
weird. So that to me, you explaining that level of anxiety to me seems almost impossible. Because you're like, all I ever wanted to do is dance.
Well, do you
and
think
I was
I'm
a
lying?
Lakers girl.
You think I was like making this up because I just don't like, but if I didn't want to go, I would just say, babe, I'm not going. Like, I wanted to go. I told you I wanted to go. I just had such anxiety about going, and I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like that. And you know what? I called my mom and my sister the next day, and I talked to them about it, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, I guess they know how I am. They know how I've been my entire life. Like, I get like shell shocked almost when I'm in like social situations with people I don't know. Like, if it's different, if it's performing and people like know who I am and I'm like being on, but when it's just people I don't know, I just clam up. I guess this is so bad to the point where I signed up for voice lessons. Okay. I took years of voice lessons because I wanted to be on Broadway, and I went to
this is a very strict no refund policy.
I went to my voice instructor's home, like that was where the lessons were, walked in, and you know, he's like, okay, so he's like trying to teach me some notes and stuff, and he's like waiting for me to sing, and I just wouldn't sing. I wouldn't do any of the notes. And he's like, so like
the room is not conducive
yeah,
to my
it was,
voice.
And my mom's looking at me like, Leah, like you wanted to take voice lessons. And I sat there like, oh, like I couldn't do it. So then finally it got like weeks and weeks and weeks of me going, my mom's wasting all this money on voice lessons, weeks of me not even singing, not making a peep. Finally my voice teacher was like, how about next week you bring in maybe a CD of like a song you like, and you can sing that song with the CD. And I was like, okay, cool. So the next week I come in, I bring in the Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock song Picture.
Oh, no.
That's what I bring in, right? So he pops in the CD, he hits play. And like the whole first like 4 minutes of the song is Kid Rock, right? But I was waiting for Sheryl Crow's part. So he's like, are you going to sing? I was like, yeah, it's coming up. Don't worry about it. So all of a sudden, Sheryl Crow comes on, and I am jamming out. Like, legitimately, he basically thought Sheryl Crow was in the house. And he was like, oh, wow. Like, okay, cool. But that's how shy I was. You have no idea. I couldn't even sing at voice lessons. And it was me, my mom, and the other guy.
Well, the good news is it was became glaringly obvious how delusional you are in your voice lessons.
Right? I was great. How dare you? This is a house of learned doctors.
You could be a rock star because it's the family business, I guess, too, right? No, so I think ultimately, though, now everyone's got their own examples, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a partner, or maybe they're single. This can prepare them because you're going to deal with it. You're going to see all sides of your partner. I think what I have learned, or at least attempted to live by now, is never try to fix it in the heat of the moment.
100%.
If you're angry or feeling some kind of way and I'm feeling another kind of way, we're never going to get on the same page until it's like, okay, cool off. Whether that be, okay, I'm going upstairs to watch a horror movie. That's my go-to. Just stay away from me for 2 hours.
100%.
And then we'll talk. Or vice versa, where you just kind of go to the gym or ignore me. And
I think also what has scarred me is I was in a relationship in the past where every time we got in a fight or anytime something got heated, he would break up with me. Like, just be like, I'm done. I'm not doing it. And, like, send me these crazy,
I think I've played that a few times.
Crazy rage texts and be like, I'm done. And I would be like, oh, my God, no. Like, I can't. And I would try to be like, no, like, but I'll do whatever. Like, I just was so scared and nervous, you know. And now I'm at a point like, cool, you want to break up with me? I will never, ever, ever beg somebody to be with me again. And I learned that from my past. Like, and I realized now, like, obviously we're much more mature than this relationship I was in. And I think prior to learning from you, it was like, well, if we're in a fight, are we just going to break up? Like, that was what I always thought. So now I realize, okay, you know, we had a little disagreement. You were in a mood or I was in a mood, but it doesn't mean we're not going to be together.
Right. Well, I think I'm not the only guy, I can attest to this, that kind of rolls into a new relationship with this, like, path of least resistance. Like, oh, she didn't want to do what I wanted to do. Screw it. I'm dumping her. Like, I know
Ew,
a lot of people
really
like that.
Do you really think like that?
I think, I don't know if all guys do, but I think it's probably like an inherently male thing where you're like, oh, she doesn't want to do it. All right, whatever. I'll go find someone new. That's kind of been my MO my whole life.
Do you think that we're at a point that
I think we're past the point
like
of no
that.
Return. Yeah, no, definitely. That's like, what I'm saying. These are things I've had to learn. Even when I was married, we talked about this before, I became like a dirty, dirty fighter to where right. I'm like, that's it. Screw this. Next thing I know, I'm threatening to leave or, you know,
right.
this, that,
and
the other thing.
We can't live our lives like that. We have to realize no one's perfect.
Right. And it's just, it's a learning experience. Yeah. So I don't know if what we said was valuable in any way, shape, or form to anybody.
Well, if anything else, now, like, the media outlets know that I could be on Broadway and all that jazz. On that note, I think it's time for a little,
to open the mailbag.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail.
Well, congratulations. You just won us our first lawsuit.
All right. Question number one, honey. Step right up. Should I feel bad for not paying for my girlfriend's meals? I always offer to pay, but she says no.
I don't think you should ever feel bad. I think it's another inherently male societal thing where it's, I don't want to say always expected. Obviously, times have changed, but I was always raised, you go on a date, you take care of it. You know, you take care of it. However, now I'm, you know, in a relationship with you, and it's very much 50-50, like...
I got those money bags!
Well, you know, it's perk. It's perk. I'm a fan of many bags of yours.
Like, I did appreciate the fact, on our first date, we went out to dinner, we went to a few bars and stuff, and you paid for everything. And I thought that was very sweet, even though I offered. But, like, even... I think even trying to pay, and it was already taken care of. So, like, to me, I was like, okay, that's a cute gesture. However, like, that doesn't need to be the norm. I know that I make money. I know I can take care of myself. But I do like, you know, it's chivalrous. But I don't know. Like, I think at some point, it's okay to let the guy pay. Like, it's okay. You can't just, oh, no, it's okay. I got it. Like, let him pay if he wants to pay.
And if she makes more money than you, then she should pay for everything.
That's not true. All right. Question number two, honey. When should I introduce my girlfriend to my parents?
Never.
Don't do it. I think it's so situational. A, it depends how old you are. B, it depends, like, how serious you guys are. If you're like, no, okay, this is a chick I want to be with, then of course, like, you can introduce them to your parents whenever you want. I don't think there's really, like, a specific timeline. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's, like, a finite timeline. I guess just kind of, to me, if you're deep enough into a relationship where you would be involving your partner with something that would potentially simultaneously involve your parents, other than, like, living with your parents... I think you just let it happen when it does. It's not like, oh, it's been 3 months, haven't met him.
I also, on the flip side to that, I feel like if you're in a relationship and, like, say you're the girl and you're not sure really where this relationship is going, you don't know, like, it's fun, we're having a good time, but we haven't really, like, gone into, like, the meat and potatoes of our relationship yet, and the dude is trying to bring you home to meet mom and dad, I'd be like, uh-uh, like, what is happening? It might be a little bit, like, clingy almost. It's like, we've gone on 3 dates and all of a sudden you want to take me home to your parents. Like, let's pump the brakes, you know?
Yeah, I could see that being...
I guess you'd have to both be on the same page.
Right, right.
As far as the seriousness.
I've never had an issue with my significant other's parents. Like, I know that's like a cliche where, oh, you're going to meet her dad and he's going to answer the door with a shotgun and yeah. all sorts of craziness. I don't think any of the times I've met my girlfriend's parents over the year, there's ever been really like contention.
Uno
Mas, we're running low on time.
The last
to go on a
question
date.
Is, oh, I'm so excited for our date tonight. I can't wait to get it on.
Well, I can't wait for you to finish this podcast so we can go do those things. So.
I can't wait for you to.
Okay.
Okay. How do I tell my boyfriend I'd like to try new things in the bedroom, if you know what I mean?
Hey, boyfriend, I'd like to try this new thing.
Do you think it's just that easy?
I think honesty is the best approach. I understand not everybody is as open about sexuality and comfortable levels of experimentation.
Sure.
Totally. Not saying just dive in, because more often than not, you're probably going to freak somebody out or someone's going to be spoken to the wrong way.
Okay, do you tell them, is it just like randomly on a Tuesday afternoon, like, hey, I was thinking, when I try this? Or do you just try it while you're in the act?
I don't think I would recommend just surprising somebody with something off the wall. Like, if it's something you've at least discussed and you're like, oh, okay, maybe we'll give this a shot, and then you can kind of gauge the interest
like
level.
Like, no little, like...
But if you're, like, in the midst of the act, and then all of a sudden, I just had 11 different ideas run through my mind, all of which are just way too far over the top.
While you're doing it sometimes, it's like, oh, cool, like, you just try it, right? Or you're just like, I want to try this new position, or I just want to, like...
This is a very broad, this could be an episode
right,
unto
so that's,
itself.
Well, and I think we could dive into it some more, but... What do you think is a rule of thumb? Like, what is too much
to
try to suggest
on the
fly?
Bring up, I am against anything on the fly unless you're like past the point of, if this person is asking a question right now about how to approach it, they're not at that level. So don't surprise anybody.
Okay.
I would say have a conversation, not like in the heat of the moment, or not even necessarily in like a
like maybe just a random time you can bring it up.
Right. Like if you're in a car together and you're just like, hey, this might be weird, but you know what I was thinking? And you got to gauge their interest, because you can't just outright go, hey, you know what I want? I want this. Because then oftentimes people are going to go, no, what? Who am I dating? That's not okay. You right. know what I mean? You can't
shock
them.
But I think that's what people are afraid of too, because maybe sometimes people really like certain things and they don't want to steer their partner away.
I think
because no one's crazy.
Right.
Like,
just don't rush it. I would suggest going to like a sex shop with your
yeah.
partner, because it's weirdly embarrassing to go in alone. You
yeah.
feel like you're doing something wrong.
There's strength in numbers when you go in together.
Yes, but you go in together, and I feel like that's a great icebreaker, because you can go in, and even if you're half joking, like, huh, look at this, it's 3 feet long, it might like break the ice.
If you say that, and then the other person is like very responsive, but that's such a good idea. And you can kind of like just peruse the shelves and just kind of like put feelers
right
out
and also if there's something that you go, oh, I might be kind of into that, and you show that to your partner and they go, oh, that's the weirdest thing, and you go like, yeah, I know,
yeah,
right?
Just kidding, like
I
totally
really
don't
want
to try this
kind of psycho
3 foot
would do
rainbow
that.
Lollipop
what fucking sex stores have you been going to? God, we've got a lot to catch up
oh
on.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
I think it's date night, so I'm ready to get the hell out of here.
Maybe we should go to a sex shop, find a lollipop.
Wait, are we talking about lollipops or 3 foot dicks?
Well, okay, they have the dicks, but then they also have the lollipops.
You combine them into one.
And then they also have molds. You can, like, bake a cake shaped like a wiener, or you can, like,
yeah,
make
no,
a cake shaped like your own wiener. Clone a Willy, if you will. I mean, I'm not saying he has one, but I'm also not saying he doesn't have one.
If somehow, some way, you are still listening to this podcast, thank you for suffering through it with me. Throw us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Please, give us a rating.
We really appreciate it. It helps everybody know about this disaster we are working on.
Help us help you.
What else you got? Anything?
I don't have anything. I really feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. We're talking about, you know, moods and all of that, and I just feel a little bit lighter.
Well, good. See,
what about you?
I think honesty is the best policy. And also, before I leave, there's this quote that I actually pulled up because I read it the other day and it helped me out of a funk.
Really?
Yeah. It was from Marcus Aurelius, he's into the Stoicism meditations that I've been reading a lot of. He said, "Today I escaped anxiety. Or no, I discarded it because it was within me, in my own perceptions, not outside."
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. But back to the original theme of the show, I would definitely say, like, hey, don't try to fix your partner's mood when they're in a bad mood. Let them ride it out and then have a conversation after. So hopefully next time you're both a little better prepared, because let's face it, it's inevitable.
We're all a little moody Judy. Remember that?
I was really happy with how I ended it, and then you start talking about Judy Moody.
Is it Judy Moody or Moody Judy?
I don't know. Let's go on a date. Go to capocanya.com. Use the code BEARWITHUS, 20% off. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for dealing with us. Thanks for bearing with us.
He's saying dealing with us, but looking at me.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.